What we're doing this morning is I'm going to just introduce some stuff. I'm then going to ask Steve Clifford to come up and take us through a particular part of the meeting. Because as we've said, we wanted a commission. We've been reshaping the central team, and we want to kind of commission that team to go into the next phase of where we're going to be as a church. Around that, what I would like to do is speak into some of that, where we're going. And so in one sense, it kind of could feel a bit like an extended notice this morning. But my prayer is it won't. And I want to bring in some things that I think are prophetic seeds, really, that I would love to try and sow into folks' hearts and see what fruit they produce. But, you know, it is a fantastic... I really do love being a part of what Lord's doing here. It's a fantastic privilege. It's an incredibly... it's a real humbling time. And it's just thrilling. I used to be very emotionally stable person. I'm becoming less emotionally stable. I find myself kind of, you know, with tears in my eyes about all sorts of situations most weeks now. And it is an incredible thing. It is like, you know how you've hung out and you know basically the goodness of God, and yet somehow or other the message of the goodness of God doesn't seem to be thriving, but it's thriving today. Not just here, but all over the world. The goodness of God, the message of the goodness of God is thriving. It's thriving. And we are living in a space and a place and where we see the fruit of that, beat by beat, week by week. I just went and quickly chatted and said, John, do you mind if I mention your story? And these are just, you know, we get these every week, but John went out to Bethel, not this time, but the time before. And some of you will know that John's had various health issues, in particular his ears, where he's losing hearing, and we were praying for his ears and praying that they would get healed there, and they didn't get healed. But there was a point where John was being ministered to and feeling the presence of the Lord on him, and one of the leaders out there walking past came over to him and said, the Lord's giving you a new circulation system. Well, John came back here and was, because of health issues, he'd been going through a big full checkup, and they did one of those things where they stuck things into your arteries and go and look at everything. And the words of the surgeon when they finished was, you have a circulation system like the day you were born, which is fantastic. It is fantastic. Same idea. You know, when the Lord uses words like that, it's because he's done something. It's easy to dismiss and say perhaps it's always been like that. But similarly, John and Emma, you remember us praying through that situation where their child, Rekiana, fell out of the window and cracked her head on the concrete, two floors. And we saw the miracles all the way through that, you know, because she could have died. There was just the one issue, which is to do with her vision left. Last week they mentioned to a number of people, I think, kind of just prayed with them quickly that they were going for a checkup on her visual stuff, and that there seemed to be areas of the peripheral vision that weren't working properly, and just prayed for her. They went to see the surgeon. When he came in, the eye specialist, when he came in, his words, oh, here's my miracle baby. And then when they checked her, she responded to all of the spots, all areas. And so they said, there's no need to come back. Everything is restored. And, you know, I could just stand here this morning. We could just tell stories. I love telling stories now because it's just there. And there's a flow. And so some of you know that I have a particular verse which has really spoken to me. And I've just lost my other verse now as I flick back to it. In Isaiah 49. It says, in a favorable time I've answered you, says the Lord. And I just want to say this is our favorable time. There's a favorable time. There is a sense in Jesus in which all times can be favorable. You know, that's the truth. So we never should get ourselves locked into, well, it's just God's sovereign will, he's not moving today, because actually it can always be true in Jesus. But then the experience of it from our end is we do know there are those times of God's favor. This is a favorable time. It's a day of salvation, and I've helped you. And, you know, we are seeing more folks come into that relationship with an eternal God that makes their life eternally significant, which means that it lasts for eternity. That's what salvation is. And I'm going to keep you. I'm going to make you a covenant to the people. This is speaking to Jesus. That's why I said this is all in Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you can know this truth anytime. And what is Jesus to do? He is going to establish the land, and he's make them, that's us, inherit the desolate heritages. The inheritances that have been put down, the inheritances that have been put one side. And this is a season, this is a time for picking up our inheritances in Jesus. And I've spoken this a few times here now, but I just want to keep saying it because it is a season for it. There are inheritances here that we are picking up, that have been laid aside, that people prayed for, saw partially, but not quite. Like Abraham, I see this child, I see Ishmael, and I see Isaac, but I don't see myself as the father of nations yet, but one day it's coming. Because the prayer never goes, the promise never dies, it's sown in, it's there, there are inheritances. And we are standing in this place and in this space. And this morning I want to, let Steve talk through some of the processes about us as a team. We want to present where we feel we're going. If you go on to the next one, I think they'll put a little caveat in, a caveat, yeah. James, it says, you should know better than say, today or tomorrow we're going to this city and we'll do business there for a year, make a lot of money. Say, what do you know about tomorrow? Okay, there's a caveat in there. But if you read on in James, it says, what you should say is, you know, as the Lord lives, maybe we can. And we're coming into it this way. Okay, we're going to talk about where we're going. But it's not an arrogant thing at all. It is about a place of obedience to where we feel the Lord is taking us. It is if the Lord lives, or as the Lord lives, you know, maybe we can. Maybe this is where we're going. Okay. So I don't want to hear this morning, because I was very conscious that as we spell out vision, it can come across as, woohoo, you know. But it's not that at all. This is actually a place of humility that's saying, this is God's favourable time. There are things going on. There are dreams that we have. There are inheritances he has spoken about. And all we are doing is aligning ourselves with his declared will in some of these things and saying, yeah, we're going to pick these up. We're going to go for them. One day, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. One day, the Thames Valley will be full of the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. It is there. That is an inheritance that Jesus wants to have in his saints. He has put us here. Okay, we are not exclusively the people, but let's not be lazy just because we're all being so darn British and polite. Oh no, after you, and nobody picks up those things. We're going to pick them up. Okay, and we're going to go forwards. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Should we have a look? The next one before I just go and pass on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is really, so this morning I want to give a prophetic rallying call, not a blueprint. And there is space for individual inheritances. Before Steve comes, just really want to lay this out. That we're really grateful to Gerald for resurrecting a quote, which I can't remember now whether it's from Tozer or from G.K. Chesterton, but one of the two, one of those people who kind of comes up with good quotes, said that there are leaders that gather people to them to achieve the visions they have. And there are fathers that father children fathers who father sons was the quote, who go places they could only ever dream of. And that's, well, as we spell out this vision, this is a broad vision. This is a rallying call, not a blueprint. We are not trying to squeeze people into some sort of role of service and do whatever and do that, do this, do that. It's the last thing we want to do. We serve a God who is so all-powerful and so comfortable with his all-powerfulness, he is not all-controlling. Loads of churches often, I'm sorry, hear me in a non-critical way, but it's just true. I think they're insecure in God's almightiness, so they reflect him more as an all-controlling God and get involved in every little detail. But actually God is comfortable in his own almightiness, that he doesn't need to be all-controlling, that he doesn't need to be. And this is not a blueprint, as we're spelling it out this morning as we go forward. This is a rallying call. It's a prophetic statement, a visionary statement. And there is 100,000 inheritances to be picked up in this. and we want this to be a place, we used to declare it in the things we put out, where everybody who is a part of here discovers who they were meant to be in Jesus and pursues it. And we don't just want to say, yeah, you're free to do it. We actually want to work with you to achieve it. Because actually, the vision here is not carried by one or two individuals. We're going to be commissioning the central team. The vision is not carried just by the central team, by a handful of individuals. It is carried in the hearts and the walks of every single person that comes and says, yeah, I want to walk with you for a season. I want to be a part of the flow that is River Church at the moment. Every person who carries that brings the vision with them in their own hearts. Okay. So it's as we're going to focus in a little bit on the central team, just to, and commissioning that, because we've been changing some of it, the shape and the personnel on it, and we want to kind of commission that new team. I really want you to hear that. This is not where the vision is held. Okay? This is where the vision is focused. Does that make sense? We try and focus it in the central team. We try and hear what, out of all of the things that are going on, what is the Lord saying. But this is not where it's held. It's held in the individual inheritances. I read the book of Ruth this week. The book of Ruth has got lots of threads in it. One of the threads is that there is an inheritance in this land that nobody is picking up. You may not have noticed it. It's right there. And so there's a little discussion that goes on in the gate. You know this guy that died, who left Ruth behind as a widow? He had a plot. He had an inheritance. It's not good that this plot is sitting there unused by anybody. We've got to do something. But it comes with a woman, you know. There's a person involved as well, Ruth. And so that's one of the stories, that's one of the threads in Ruth. We can't leave these inheritances just to lie around. So it's not about one big overarching vision. It is actually about bringing focus to all of those conversations, all of those individual lives, all of those walks, all of those things that the Lord has said to you. And sometimes he said them to someone else a generation ago, and they prayed about stuff, and they didn't quite see it. And we're going to pick up the baton, say, here it is, and we're going to walk a little bit further with it. And maybe we won't fully see it, but we'll have moved it on. And one day, someone will complete that vision. And when they complete that vision, whether we're alive or whether in glory, we're going to look down and we're going to cheer with them because we were part of moving it forwards. We're part of moving it forwards. I love where we're at the moment. It's an exciting place. I'm going to pass on to Steve, and just what we want to do is just present to you, and it's good to have Steve with us. He's been a fantastic friend to us. It's really good to have someone who's outside of your context when you're reshaping and restructuring things to come and bring an objective view, and he's walked through some of this process with us. Just to present to you, and ask for your response in a way that none of us could. So, Steve, can I?